what all's involved.
What's all involved.
All right. What about you have somebody who, maybe it's a neighbor who spends a great deal of time taking care of worrying about our children, and you want to say, well, now, you just got, they've got to look out
for themselves.
And he doesn't need any help. He better do it
himself or herself.
All right. And what about the different kinds of bread? Do y'all ever make homemade bread?
We do sometimes. We make homemade biscuits.
And what about in loaves?
No, we don't do that.
You remember it, though?
Yeah, oh, yes, ma'am. My mother used to make it all the time. They call it what's called light bread. They'd buy yeast cakes and stuff and mix it up and let it stay out in the sun about all day and then cook it and then it'll rise up. And
I remember. It was good, too.
Yes, yeah, sure was.
All right. Any other kinds of bread besides biscuits that you have? That, you know, are made at home.
Well, we make cornbread sometimes.
All right. And do you have any other words that you use for kinds of cornbread?
Yeah, some of them, you say pawn cornbread, a whole cake of cornbread, or just batter bread, which is something you cut up, you know.
Okay. And
and sticks of cornbread, you know, we got a pan you cook that in now.
Right. And what about have you ever seen it cooked in front of the fire, maybe like in a fireplace?
Yes, ma'am.
How was that done? On a...
Except it, put it in a little, it's what you call a whole cake baker, and then you just pour it in there and set it down on them out. put coals down there and set it on in cold and right under to that fire there, and it'll be cooking at the bottom and the top all at the same time.
All right, and what about the kind of cornbread that you cook in fish, and the fat that you cook fish in?
Oh, bless you. What's the matter with me? I can't think of that now.
That was one that I had never heard of before I moved to Georgia.
Hush puppies.
All right.
Hush puppies. And that's the reason I tell you, I don't eat many of them. They don't agree with me.
Really? Well, they don't have a lot of fat about them, don't they?
Sure.
And
does.
What about a kind of bread cooked with cracklings from rendered lard? Have you ever tasted that?
Yes, I've had a lot of it. We call it crackling cornbread.
I think this is an interesting one. And what about the kind of bread that maybe you serve like a vegetable almost, and you dip it out with a spoon? Have you had, is this a
bread, you say, that's made?
Kind of like, it's made like bread, and I guess it's baked, I'm not sure, but it's cooked in a, it's served in a bowl, and you dip it out with a spoon.
Oh, it's what you call goulash.
Oh,
goulash,
really?
Olden time is goulash.
You
put something in a little seasoning, it's cornbread stuff, and you... They put some kind of onions and stuff in it, little thing like that,
uh-huh.
And you just dip it out, and it, of course it's sort of it's pretty thicker than grits, don't you see?
Yes.
But it was what you call goulash.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, I've had my grandmother cooked a menu bowl of it, and
goulash.
I'd eat it too.
That sounds good, I think. All right, and I think that takes care of that. And then, of course, there's homemade bread, and then the other kind you call, that you get at the store.
Loaf bread.
And what about that kind of, it's a sweet that you roll out and you have, there's a hole in the middle.
It's donuts.
And did you ever hear them called anything else?
No, I did not.
That's all. All right, what about the different kinds of little flat cakes that you have for breakfast often, served with syrup?